Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, April 11th, 2024. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Radio Network News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by Cooking with the King Dude Meat Rubs. Try a bag of Beast and Butt Rub for pork and Acadiana Steak Rub and Seasoning. A taste of Louisiana for American beef. Our rubs feature competition quality with home-cooked convenience and are created by Mike Church. Available at mikechurch.com/rubs. Here's what to listen for this hour. Biden mulls ending prosecution of Julian Assange. The ivermectin debate explored. What the minimum wage is up to in California. And cicadas set to collide for the first time since Thomas Jefferson was in office. Joe Biden said yesterday he's mulling ending the prosecution of Julian Assange. "We're considering it," he told reporters at the White House. He was answering a question asked by a journalist about Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks. Assange's supporters say he's an anti-establishment hero who's been victimized because he exposed U.S. wrongdoing, most notably Hillary Clinton's infamous emails. The use of ivermectin to treat COVID-19 is still an ongoing debate. The central conflict is that while many doctors have reported success in using it, some studies published in major journals suggest it is, in fact, ineffective. Even as the FDA recently has been removing misinformation it posted about ivermectin, the agency has maintained its original position regarding its effectiveness, namely, that there isn't any evidence. People who trust ivermectin claim the studies showing ineffectiveness are fraudulent, while people who are skeptical of its use for treating COVID view it as an anti-science conspiracy theory. You should check out the article in the Epoch Times today. It's pretty thorough. A viral social media video about a $25 McDonald's deal recently sparked an online debate about California's minimum wage increase. A TikTok user who posts videos shared she was in the drive-thru of a Southern California McDonald's when she saw a sign for a 40-piece chicken McNugget meal deal, which also included two large fries. Well, the price of the meal was just $25.39. It would come to roughly $27 with tax. And the video, the social user lamented the meal didn't even include a drink. "You couldn't even throw in a Sprite," she said. In California, the minimum wage has just been increased to $20 an hour to begin Monday. Our quote of the day: "Receive every trial, every annoyance, every lack of courtesy in the light that springs from the cross. That is how we please God, how we advance in the ways of love." Elizabeth of the Trinity. And coming up, our saint of the day. You're listening to Crusade Radio Network News.
At the start of the American Revolution, the Founding Fathers had to answer the question of what kind of government they wanted to live under. Today's patriots are asking the same question, and many think that confederation needs to be rethought for the 21st century. Now, Ben Franklin helped the patriots' cause with his "join or die" drawing. Well, I've taken that drawing and changed it to "secede or die" and put it beautifully on t-shirts and sweats. Grab a secede or die shirt in any size today at shop.mikechurch.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Leo the Great. He was Italian-born and rose to preeminence in the Roman Church, going on to become one of its most powerful early medieval popes. He combated established and emergent non-Orthodox Christian sects. He's also known as one of the best administrative popes of the ancient Church. It is said of Leo that his true significance rests in his doctoral insistence on the mysteries of Christ and the Church, and in the supernatural charisms of the spiritual life given to humanity in Christ and in his body, the Church. So Leo held firmly that everything he did and said as Pope for the administration of the Church represented Christ, the head of the mystical body, and Saint Peter, in whose place Leo acted. We remember Saint Leo the Great today. Well, they're coming for us. Billions of cicadas expected to start swarming in more than a dozen states in the coming weeks. And the strange occurrence may be a bit of a nuisance for many, but scientists say the activities of the noisy flying insects are a natural marvel beholden to North America. After years of living underground as nymphs feeding off the sap of tree roots, the 1 to 2 inch long bugs will soon emerge from the soil, grow wings, and start a frantic mating frenzy that should last several weeks. They will all eventually die near trees, and here's the trouble of that. They're not harmful to humans, but they can damage young trees, and Their dead bodies can pile up and smell. There are 190 species of cicadas all over the world, but only in the eastern U.S. can you find the periodical cicadas, which emerge every 13 to 17 years. This year, it'll be the first time in 220 years that two types of cicadas have risen from the ground at the same time. The last time was back when Thomas Jefferson was president. Stay tuned to the Crusade Radio Network with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Radio Network, seeking news and finding truth.